Welcome to the Own Your Power, Don't Let Them Bully You podcast, hosted by Lindsay Ann. We teach you how to throw down bullies, tyrants, and the dark forces. Stop being someone's bitch. Get off your knees. Own your power. And give these perpetrators the old heave-ho. Who are the people with the most power on Earth? They're the same people who are saying you shouldn't have any.
Welcome to episode 3 of Own Your Power podcast. Hopefully you can hear me. I had a past life where I lived through an actual apocalypse. Well, first of all, because of the COVID-19, some people are saying that we're living through an apocalypse. But the actual definition is a change, an event where there's great violence and destruction. So this, whatever we're going through is not an actual apocalypse. It's a plague of some kind. But either way, this actual story has relevance for what we're going through now, because I've lived through a few past lives where there have been there have been a mass death. And there is one theme that is apparent in all of them that is important for people to know. Okay, so this, if whether or not you believe in past lives, if you do enough emotional healing, or you perhaps go under hypnosis, you're going to discover that you were in fact alive other than in this lifetime, if you do enough emotional healing. So I actually had an actual lifetime, and this was a very long time ago. We're talking before... Now, in terms of timelines, we could call it the Precambrian era, Precambrian, long time ago, even before the caveman, okay? So, basically, it was an actual apocalypse, okay, where there was, this is the story, it's really fascinating, actually. There was a ruler, and we lived in a city, okay? I lived in a city as a young boy. I had brown skin. I was thin, okay? And it was covered in sand, okay? It looked like Egypt. It wasn't Egypt. It looked like Egypt. So we could have been anywhere in the world. And there was a pyramid there. Some sort of a pyramid. Like you would see, there's pyramids everywhere in the world. There's pyramids in Mexico. There's pyramids in Peru. So there was one big pyramid and there was a ruler, okay? And he looked just like the pharaohs in Egypt. He was dressed up in all the attire, okay? So I still think that pharaohs were alive somehow before Egypt, okay? And this ruler, he was a man, he had a wife, okay? He was, how do you explain this ethically? He had a zillion and one evil spirits in his body, okay? He was a psychopath. He was the ruler of the society. And he was hateful and greedy, okay? And he had possessions of just evil spirits. Like, we're talking, it was just out of this world, okay? So that's what I remember about this man, okay? And he did not earn that title. The only thing I can tell you is he usurped the actual title of the ruler from the actual person that was supposed to have it. So somehow he took it. Okay, so he's not the rightful ruler of that era. I'll tell you that right now. And it seemed like the culture was more or less resigned to letting him rule the land. Okay, because I don't remember any kind of rebellion. Okay, and as time went on, as a young lad, I noticed just out of nowhere, you know, that the society in which he ruled over, including him and his wife, just started going to hell. They just started going to hell. Gradually, they just, all of a sudden, they just started going to hell. So hell must be a real place, okay? And this was before the apocalypse hit. Now, when the apocalypse hit, it hits. It is just like the movies, okay? So there are signs that an actual apocalypse is actually on its way, at least in that lifetime, right? the society going to hell, okay, gradually, because you will go to hell if your leader is insane, okay, and you just sort of, you're okay with it. You know what I mean? That concept on its own will send you to hell. Okay, so that's what me, I wasn't going to hell. I wasn't participating in this destruction of our society. So me and my friend, I had a good friend in this lifetime, started noticing that first. Okay, but my memories are scattered a little bit. But what actually happened, and this is extremely frightening, is that there were high winds. Then when the apocalypse hit, you started seeing locusts. Locusts appeared first, like actual real locusts, right? And then there was actually meteors, flaming meteors that would hit the sand on top of high winds, on top of an earthquake. And I'm not sure if there was a volcano, and there was rain too. And it was just that freaking scary. It was absolutely horrifying. And I managed to escape with a friend of mine into what, like a cave. Okay, we were led by spirit to a cave. So when you have an actual apocalypse on your hands and you're terrified for your life, pardon me, you actually go to God at that point. And you have to be led by spirit out of the danger. Okay, so me and my friend, who has been reincarnated, okay, like I know her in this lifetime, we're hiding in this ridiculous cave. We were led to an actual cave. I'm not kidding. So we hid under the ground while the people on the surface got killed off by these meteors and this rain and these earthquakes. And it was just absolutely traumatic. I mean, you would hear people screaming. You would, you know, and we were in there for 3 weeks, apparently, with I think we had access to water. And you're wondering, and the reason I remember this is a very specific memory. We had fireflies in the cave. So that's how we saw. They were blue. They lit up in like little blue lights. So that's how me and my friend saw our way around. And we had to wait it out, right? But there was no food supply. So I can tell you what actually happened, and it might be beyond your belief systems. But back then, and we're talking a long time ago, we're not talking now, okay? So back then, people could get rescued by spirit. Okay, so we were rescued by spirit. We went into another dimension. Okay, so we were allowed to leave that dimension. And back then, you know, spirit could rescue you. And when we got, some people call it being teleported, but when we were put to safe refuge, we just died of a heart attack. We were in that much shock, you know, because an actual apocalypse, even if you manage to hide in a house, okay, away from destruction, it is just so shocking, you might actually die of a heart attack. Okay, so it is, and the way people behave when there is earthquakes and nuclear holocaust or whatever, is also shocking, right? Because people lose their reasoning, people lose their common sense. And just seeing that by itself. And I saw that in this lifetime, because we're changing subject. I was actually in Hawaii when the volcano erupted and wiped out an entire village on the Big Island in this lifetime. And there was a 7.0 earthquake, and the volcano erupted, and there was sulfur poisoning in the air, and people just fled for their lives. And I'm like, I'm a Canadian, I'm here by myself, is anyone going to rescue me? And people said, not on your life, and they took off on me. Okay, so out of all the lifetimes I remember where there's been this kind of thing, I've seen the same human kind of pattern where people just fend for themselves, take off, and screw their neighbor. And I have actually seen that firsthand. So the teaching lesson in these apocalypses is that this leader in this society drew the apocalypse to this culture because he was evil. Okay, so if you have enough evil in a society or on the planet, you're going to start to see the reflection. Okay, so some people say this COVID-19 is a big conspiracy from the evil people that run the world. Okay, conspiracy or not, okay, if you have enough evil people on the planet, okay, that have lost their marbles, okay, you're going to start to see this kind of thing happen, whether it comes as a plague or whether it comes as an apocalypse, or because the apocalypse came because he was violent, he was angry, so the reflection was violence and anger. Okay, so if it depends, the reflection matches the state of the people that are inhabiting an area or a country or a population. So this particular pandemic is meant to show society that there is an imbalance in the actual collective of man. Like, they're not healthy emotionally. People are not healthy emotionally. So they're being culled off. Now, the only way to find out for absolute sure if this is an actual reflection of poor leadership in our world or a conspiracy is to process your emotions and cry when you freak out. So if you cry and you freak out and you work through your survival issues, you'll find out. So that is a secret. Okay, and I always end my podcast with like tips, right? That are very, very interesting. I've also lived a lifetime where I hid in a cave, I'm not kidding, where the dinosaurs were alive. It is true that the dinosaurs lived on the planet. Of course, we have their fossil records. And there were actually people alive when the dinosaurs were there too. And I hid in a cave even from them. So what happened in that story? Well, we hid from the dinosaurs. And this was in Lemuria. And that was just as spooky, okay? Because those things would eat people. They were not friendly. They're not cute. There's nothing pleasant about the dinosaurs, okay? They're absolutely terrifying. And me and two other people hid in this cave. I swear, like, why do I keep hiding in caves? And now I'm hiding in my room in Canada. It's like I'm hiding in my cave again, right? So I have already gone back to spirit because we have a pandemic. So I'm getting led by God because in that lifetime we were led by God and we got out, we were fine. Okay. So that is the moral of the story. If you're really panicking, you go to God. Okay. And that's how you get out of these things, right? So the one tip that I want to give is if you get involved in evil or immoral behavior, expect that reflection is going to show up in society at some point. Or, see, there's always a consequence. And secondly, that evil leader in pre-Egypt or wherever you want to call it, or pre-Mexico, he has been reincarnated. He's actually on the planet at this time. So, and he's just as evil. Okay, he hasn't learned a fucking thing, okay? Not a thing. This man is either dumb or dumber, okay? So, and he's married to the same woman. That's honest to God how funny this is. He's married to the same woman. And so they went down in a blaze of glory, okay? So now I've asked God, you know, for help with this man because I know who he is, right? And so that's a tip. So you can cry on your pillow and find out if, you know, but if that's the reason for the pandemic, you know, he's not in a position of leading any country. He's not a president. He's not a prime minister. He's nothing like that, but he is on the planet. And I don't think he's the reason why we have a pandemic, right? But he is around. So if you guys have any questions about anything about that lifetime or maybe the lessons involved in working through an apocalypse, we're scared shitless, I'm gonna leave you to think about those lessons. I'll see you later.